Hey everybody, welcome to the Jim Kenny Podcast. I wanted to talk today about the problems that the stock market's having, and also President Trump sending out a tweet that is ordering corporations to stop doing business with China. This is making me really look at things, because he should not be ordering corporations to stop doing business with China, as they should be able to be free to do what they want. Now, some people might be thinking, well, President Trump, he doesn't have the authority to stop all trade with China. He technically does, as there was an act made in, I think it was either the 60s or the 70s, I'm not sure. It was at the height of the Cold War, where it was passed by Congress, where the president could, in a state of emergency, do things without Congress. Say there was a nuclear attack, or the Eastern Seaboard's been destroyed, or he can't get a hold of Congress. That was where they were supposed to be. With this, why is he doing it? That's my question. Why is he doing it? He has been running around the country saying, this is the greatest economy in the world. This is the best because I'm president. It's glorious. And yet he's trying to, with a pen stroke, stop all trade with China. This to me says, maybe he is has either been lying his ass off, which is possible. I mean, he's a politician. Doesn't matter. He's Trump. He's a politician. Politicians lie. Hillary would have lied. But it also tells me something else. With the stock market dropping in the last 2 weeks, roughly 1,500 points, give or take. And, you know, yeah, we've had some rises, but we've also seen some major falls these last 2 weeks. Is there something coming? Is this the calm before the storm? And I think maybe it is. I think there's been something going on. And he's been trying to get Jay Powell, the head of the Federal Reserve, a man, by the way, he put in that position to cut interest rates. If the economy is doing good, you don't cut interest rates. You raise them to curtail how much money is out there, because there's too much. But I think what President Trump wants to do is he wants people to try to go out and buy the house that they can't afford, buy the car they can't afford with the low interest rates. Use the credit card just a little while longer. Because if this recession that is coming, I mean, almost every economist, left wing, right wing, centrist, they're saying it's coming and it's going to be a lulu. And if it happens before November of next year, he can kiss re-election goodbye. Because he has some major opponents coming after him, and not just from the Democrats. He has both Governor Bill Weld and former Congressman Joe Walsh coming after him in a primary. So he's got to deal with that. They may kick him out before then. Then you have the threat of Justin Amash, who has just left the Republican Party and has hinted he might run as either an independent or with the Libertarian Party for president. You also have the possibility of Howard Schultz getting in, who has the money to make a credible run as an independent. Heck, we might even see Jesse Ventura run in the Green Party. That last one I kind of doubt, but, you know, could happen. So Trump may have some people coming after him. And what has he been doing? He's been trying to energize his base. His base of people who he knows, they will vote for me because they think I am their savior. I am their savior. What he doesn't realize is that base isn't very big. The people who voted for him in the general election, many of them did it because they didn't like Hillary Clinton. It was not a vote for Trump. It was a vote against Hillary. Because Hillary promised to be more the same. Many of these guys in the primaries voted for Bernie Sanders. They said, we don't like you, Trump, but we really don't like Hillary. So Trump, you better be careful. It may be over. And you may be left holding the bill. Anyway, just a thought. Now switching gears, as other people have read on the internet and seen on television, unfortunately, Sony Pictures and Marvel Studios could not come together to keep Spider-Man in the MCU. This is a drag. But I'm not fully convinced he's out forever. I think that they're just trying to plan everything out, and as long as the movies are being made, I think hope still exists that Spidey could come back. I mean, they built him up, and with some of the fan outrage, Sony may have a problem on their hands. But at the same time, I don't blame Sony. I think this could be good for Disney. This could have knocked them down a peg. They probably figured, we're Disney, no one's going to say no to us. And Sony said, nah, we're saying no to you. Because, you know, let's face it, that's why they made Venom, the Venom movie, and that's why they made Into the Spider-Verse. I think what they wanted is they wanted a way to, when they came back to the negotiating table, they wanted to get a better deal. They didn't really get it, but, you know, again, the door is open. And I'm going to do a little speculating. I'm not saying this is true, but you know, it's something I've thought about. It's very possible that with Venom 2 scheduled to go into production, they wanted to make sure that they didn't have anybody telling them this couldn't be a rated R movie. Because for those of you who saw it, I did too, it wasn't bad. One, it's no Citizen Kane, but it's not bad. They teased and they said, we will bring Carnage into the sequel. You can't do Carnage PG-13. You can't. He's an R-rated villain. They've gotten away with it with the Joker a few times. How, I don't know, but they've gotten the Joker PG-13. Although this upcoming film with Joaquin Phoenix probably will be rated R, which would be awesome if it was. You didn't hear me say that. But again, Carnage, you gotta do him rated R. The few times we've seen him on an animated TV show, in Spider-Man the Animated Series, it was pretty cool, but still, he wasn't Carnage. He was just taking life force out of people. It's almost like, no, Carnage doesn't do that. He slaughters them. He rips them to shreds. He is Marvel Comics' Joker. He needs to be rated R. And I think that's what they wanted to do. And I don't know if Disney was going to let him. So maybe this is just a temporary thing. It's just the trial separation until they figure out what to do. I'm hearing a lot of things about Tom Holland saying, you know, yeah, Sony's going to do the Spider-Man 3. It's going to be a lot different. But again, I'm not sure. It could just, and again, if this flops, which I have a feeling it probably will because the fans are not happy about it, he's going to be back. So again, they have not, from what I've seen with Marvel Studios in Phase 4, as well as at Comic-Con and D23, they have not released anything that they're going to do another Avengers movie in the near future. The only two confirmed sequels that they've done are with Black Panther, and there's going to be another Thor movie, so I don't know. You know, this could just be time that they're just going to try to restructure things. And admittedly, it would not surprise me if Disney tried to coerce another somebody else to buy Sony so they can get the rights back. Because if Sony sells to anybody else, Spider-Man goes back to Marvel. And I don't think the government's going to let Disney buy Sony, because that would be a monopoly. And anti-monopoly laws, I'm okay with. You know, I don't want there to be, I don't want to just go to one studio to get my movies, because eventually they're going to start to suck. Anyway, those are just my thoughts. You know, comment, let me know. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Check it out. And, you know, even if you disagree with me, you know, I want to hear from you. Let me know what's going on. Anyway, this is Jim Kenny from the Jim Kenny Podcast, signing off.